thank you. Well, we're happy to be out here playing for you. It was a bit of a trip from Victoria, BC, and we brought a few CDs with us. So most of the stuff we'll be playing tonight is from our CD, and hopefully the load that we carried here will be a little lighter on the way back. So that first set of tunes, Catherine Castle and Lost in the Loop, was from our CD Relative Minors. And we'd like to play another set of tunes from on there. We call it The Frenchies. It's Filet Bobine and Les Poulets Houpés, two Breton Borés. They sound sort of like waltzes, but they're Borés, and they might sound traditional, but they're actually contemporary tunes. So this is the first festival we've played here in the United States of America, and it's also the last festival that Quinn and I will be playing this summer, unfortunately. I'm leaving for Holland in 25 days, and I'll be there for 3 months, I guess. I'll be teaching some workshops over there and also doing a few gigs. But no fear, while I'm gone, Quinn will be accompanying Ashley McIsaac for a second time at the Edmonton Folk Festival. So. Good for you, Quinn.
Could I please have more guitar on the monitor? Thank you. Those hand signals didn't really work out too well.
We'd like to do another set of tunes off the CD, a set of Irish jigs, old favorite Roaring Barmaid, and Out on the Ocean. Thanks. Lab of Spring. So next we'd like to play a set of traditional French-Canadian tunes that you might recognize. The first one is an old tune, La Vestrang, and the second one is St. Anne's Reel. St. Anne was Jesus' grandmother and Mary's mother and the patron saint of water travelers and fur-trading voyageurs, many of whom played the fiddle and carried this tune with them across the continent. So, here we go. Thank you.
Next, we're going to do another tune by our friend Dan Lapp back in Victoria. It's called When Leo Brown Waltzed Through Town. And it's, what would you call it? An old-time waltz, I guess you'd call it. It's kind of swingy. And here we go.
Thank you.
Thanks. We played that one extra time for all you out there dancing. Thanks for getting up and dancing. We love to see that. And you don't have to just dance on the waltzes. You know, you can dance on the fast, roaring fiddle tunes, too. And we won't complain about any of that. How about what? A polka. How about a polka, my dad says. How about a polka? Quinn, how about a polka? I think it's a bit easier for me to play it on my fiddle than for some of the strumming patterns he does on the polkas, but we'll give it a shot. This is another set of tunes from the CD. Count him in, and he has his guitar down, just rest position, and he always gets it up at the last second, but I never think he's going to. God. Okay. See what I mean? God, that boy can strum. You don't want to?
No.
Okay. Okay, next we'd like to play a set of jigs, Cumberland Gap, which is originally a bluegrass reel that we play as a jig, followed by October, a tune we learned from a friend when we were touring Ireland last summer. I'll sleep. Thanks.
I think we should.
Do any of you know a tune called King of the Fairies? Oh, someone's saying we have 10 minutes? Well, that's perfect. We have two medleys left. Okay. We might be pushing it a bit, but they can't kick us off in the middle of a set. Okay, don't tell. So you know a little tune called King of the Fairies? Quinn says we shouldn't play it, but we're going to play it. And we're going to follow it with a set of tunes from this CD. Morrison's Swallowtail. Tenpenny Bit? No, Lilting Banshee. Similar tune. Lilting Banshee. And then Hobart's Transformation. It's a set of Irish tunes.